Another myth busted. This is episode 3 of the 10th anniversary season of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Hooters has been there with us since season 2. This is original Hooters. They are opening new locations in addition to all their existing locations in the greater Tampa Bay area in West Central Florida. OriginalHooters.com has all the details on address, hours of operation, easy online ordering. We'll have a couple of events at some of these locations this year, as we did again last year. Thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and our 10th anniversary season. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com for any of your fantasy questions or things you would like me to talk about on the podcast. We're just sort of going with free-flowing conversation, and the first two episodes we've talked about numbers as they relate to wide receiver production based on 2024 numbers. You can go back and listen to those two podcasts. And one of the things that I ended with was how six wide receivers specifically, in 2024 had double-digit touchdowns. Chase McLaurin, ARSB, Evans, Higgins, Brian Thomas Jr. Those were the six that had 10 or more. Call me crazy. I like having fantasy guys who score touchdowns. They're worth a lot of points. To me, this is an overlooked aspect of fantasy football. There seem to be more people obsessed with the T word, targets, than the better T word, touchdowns. Targets equal 0 points. Touchdowns, in most cases, equal 6 just for the score. When you factor in the reception, the yardage, bonus, what are you doing? So I have always been partial. Call me biased, to guys who actually score. To those guys who have a knack for it, who do it regularly, and there's more to it. Their quarterbacks know it. Their play callers know it. And it's why there's consistency often with these players. You hear this term, touchdown regression or touchdown aggression, how things are going to balance out. Oh, he didn't get in the end zone that much last year. But yeah, that'll balance out. He'll get in the end zone much more this year. Anybody ever give you a lot of facts behind that? Have they? Let me give you. Okay, so I just gave you 2024, the six wide receivers who had double-digit touchdowns. Here were, it was also six in 2023. Tyreek had 13. Mike Evans had 13. There's a duplicate name. Evans, double-digit touchdowns 2023, double-digit touchdowns 2024. Where's the touchdown regression? Lamb had 12 in 2023. ARSB, 10 in 2023, 12 in 2024. Where's the regression? Jordan Addison, 10 in 2023, 9 just missed in 2024. Cortland Sutton had 10 in 2023. 23. So that was before even Bo Nix's arrival. All right, but to better illustrate my point, I sort of touched on this in the last podcast. Another T word here, Trey. When I say fantasy, when you think the fantasy football world, and I say Trey, what do you say next? Like, we're playing Match Game, now hosted by Martin Short. Not a good fit. Love Martin Short. Not a good fit hosting the Match Game. Trey blank. Trey blank. You can hear the Match Game music. All right. I have my answer, and what is yours? Did we match? McBride. So there's this feeling that Trey McBride is this must-have, and part of it is because the touchdowns are just going to start coming in bunches. Based on what? Seriously, anyone ever give you any evidence? How about I give you evidence to the contrary? Trey McBride in 2022. Caught 29 balls. Got in the end zone once. Wasn't really on any of our radars in 2022. But he caught 29. Scored once. 2023. Caught 81. Scored three. So over the span of a 17-game season, that's less than one a month. 2024. He caught 111. Scored twice. That's an average of one touchdown every 55.5 receptions. Why do you think this is going to change? Based on what? Some guys score. Some guys don't. Some guys are utilized and have their number called in goal-to-go situations. And some guys aren't. Some guys make big plays and finish them by crossing the goal line. And some guys don't. What more do you need to know? I mean, I'm going to give you other names. But this is why last year, independent of the fact that I run leagues where the tight end is not mandatory, I've given up trying to convince all of you to remove the mandatory tight end from your leagues. Take that spot, make it a wide receiver slash tight end flex. We're not saying Travis Kelce doesn't belong in fantasy football. We're just saying he plays at the wide receiver tight end flex. And if you don't want to worry about Kelce or any tight end for that matter all year, you just play a wide receiver there. And it's going to save you so much time and trouble every week playing fantasy football because there are not enough viable starting tight ends who produce legitimate fantasy numbers on a weekly basis. And there haven't been for a long time. Let's give you some other examples of how it's not just, well, this year he's got to score more touchdowns. Oh, he does? Okay, let's give you another one. Let's give you another one right on the Arizona Cardinals. James Conner. Good fantasy player, right? You like having him as a running back. There's always sort of that sweet spot for a while, a good sustained amount of games. Last year took a little longer. Also, Mike Clay, ESPN was all over, like, for the second half of the fantasy season, said Connor's a guy you want to have. But it's because of the rushing touchdowns. James Connor, 2023. 27 receptions. 2 touchdown receptions. His receptions did go up in 2024 to 47. The touchdowns did not. They went down. Went down to 1. The receptions go up. Touchdowns do not. Translation, James Conner's not a guy who's going to get you touchdown receptions. There's 74 receptions over the last 2 years within the same offense, primarily from the same quarterback, and pretty much working with the same OC, just like Trey McBride. And where are the touchdown receptions? Now, you have Connor for other reasons. He'll score you on handoffs. Trey McBride's not getting you that. Let's give you another one. I want to be excited about the Broncos this year. But I'm not there yet to say how excited I am for fantasy or projecting their team performance. This one, this little note the other day from watching the Matthew Berry Fantasy Football Happy Hour on Peacock. And I like when they have Jay in there with Connor, with Matthew. Since Sean Payton returned to the NFL, the Broncos are number one in the league in passing to running backs. Number one. RJ Harvey from UCF, you're up. And based on your numbers at UCF last year, it fits the mold. But does it? Javonte Williams, last couple years with the Broncos. 2023, caught 47 balls. 2 touchdowns. So that's 1 every 2 months. Last year, caught 52. No touchdowns. None. 0. So over the last 2 years, in the offense most likely to throw to running backs, where RJ Harvey inherits that now, Javonte Williams, 99 receptions. Nice number. 2 touchdowns. 2. You're looking for the big scoring play? Not going to get it from Javonte Williams. It went from 2 to 0 despite the receptions going up 5. Let's go to Tony Pollard. Some guys change teams. Gotta change, right? As a Cowboy fan, I can tell you for a fact, Tony Pollard could not score. Didn't have it to get in the end zone. There was a game against the Dolphins late in the 2023 season where Tony Pollard had to get in the end zone. He did not. He failed. Very telling. Very bad. Pollard was gone from the Cowboys at the end of the 2023 season, went to Tennessee. Let's see how things changed. Pollard caught 55 balls out of the backfield for the Cowboys in 2023. He didn't get in the end zone with any of the 55, including the pathetic one on the goal line against the Dolphins. With the Titans in 2024, Pollard caught 41 balls out of the backfield. Go ahead and guess how many times he got in the end zone. Go ahead. Well, if nothing else, it helped them get the number one pick in Cam Ward. Yeah, the answer is 0. So here's another example. If you blame Pollard's problems on the Cowboys, Well, he caught 55 balls, but never a touchdown. Oh, in Tennessee, this is going to be totally different. He actually caught less balls with Tennessee. Granted, the quarterback value went down, but he still didn't score. Again, I'm getting back to some guys can't score. Some guys don't score. Some guys do not have their number called to score. Some guys do not finish plays to score. They finish plays to get first downs, or they go out of bounds. They are not in packages on scoring plays. Tony Pollard, 96 receptions over the last 2 years across two organizations. One that was the one in Dallas, one in Tennessee, one with primarily Dak, one with Will Levis and others. No touchdown receptions. Let's give you a few more just to back up my argument. The Dalton Kincaid argument. This is a fun one with Buffalo. Because Kincaid was hurt all last year. That's his excuse, right? Okay. He went from 73 receptions from Josh Allen in 2023 to 44 receptions in 2024. I think he disappointed a lot of you who put some draft capital or traded for him later or picked him up on waivers later or plug and play. He didn't really do anything for anybody last year. Also dropped a key ball at the end on the Bills' final chance against the Chiefs. The comment to Matthew Berry at the Combine from someone with the Bills was, dude, he was hurt all year. Okay, so he's hurt all year. So that's why he goes from 73 receptions to 44. That's why he drops the ball in the AFC title game that would have prolonged the drive, potentially given Buffalo a chance to go to overtime. We're assuming Josh Allen goes to 0-7 in overtime games. That aside, Dalton Kincaid scored twice in 2023. He scored twice in 2024. The numbers are the same. Where is this breakout? Here's some others. 2023, Kenneth Walker, Seattle. 37 receptions out of the backfield, one touchdown. 2024, 46 receptions out of the backfield, one touchdown. ETN, Jacksonville, 58 receptions, 2023, one touchdown. 39 receptions, 2024. I believe Tony Reale would call this a squadouche. Zero. Maybe that's why Liam Cohen may not like ETN going forward. Alvin Kamara, 75 receptions in 2023. 75. 68 in 2024. Combine it. 143 receptions the last 2 years. One touchdown receiving in 2023. Two touchdown receiving in 2024. That's three touchdowns for roughly every 45 receptions. Kamara gets in the end zone. Josh Jacobs, 2023 with the Raiders, caught 37 balls, never for a touchdown. Green Bay, despite him just being a hammer late in the season on the ground, caught 36 balls in Green Bay. We go from Vegas, 2023, Green Bay, 2026. Different everything, right? Vegas and Green Bay can't be more different. Josh Jacobs, 36 receptions, no touchdowns, 2023, 36 receptions, 2024, one touchdown. Also, a cautionary tale on two guys I feel will be overdrafted in the coming weeks. Jake Ferguson, Dallas Cowboys. Bucky Irving, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jake Ferguson caught 59 balls last year. Not one for a score. Not one. Those scoring plays go to CeeDee Lamb. He's the first, second, and third option. Bucky Irving. And you know what? The number of times he touches the ball inside the 10, inside the 20 on rushing attempts, not as high as you might think relative to other running backs in the NFL. He caught 47 balls last year. He had a very good rookie season, don't get me wrong. But this is a guy that's going off fantasy draft boards in the first two rounds this year. You're looking for touchdowns. Bucky Irving had no touchdown receptions in 2024. Caught 47 balls. Not a single one of them crossed the goal line. Value guys who score, please look at the numbers. Please look at guys who actually score touchdowns, knowing those are your duh big scoring plays. Touchdowns. That's the T word you want. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.